Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
So we sent the Burt Show Youth Group down to Savannah for St. Patrick's Day. If you know anything about St. Patrick's Day or Georgia, Savannah is where you want to be on St. Patrick's. It is wild down there. So we sent these guys down there with a bit of a competition, with the winner today to win $1,000, but the loser is going to have to paint themselves green at the end of the show and stay green all week long.
St. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick's Day, we'll have a drink, come down our way and talk about the land that we hold dear.
All right, so we started this earlier this morning because they had a whole bunch of different tasks to do. They could earn 100 points with each and every...
shenanigan.
Yeah, shenanigan, right? And at this point, the competition is still pretty tight.
Yes, right now, Rebecca and Katie are in the lead with 200 points. They both got on stage at a strip club and they all did busking together. And since they all did busking together, that means Mikey, Jackson, and Amber all have 100 points. So it's a game, people. It's a game. So this hour, we're going to be covering some shenanigans. And again, when I call out said shenanigan, if you completed it for your 100 points, you have to wear, where's my pot of gold, in your Irish accent, okay?
All right, and again, if you're just now listening, whoever gets the most points throughout the morning on all these tasks we gave them, that's who's going to get the $1,000. And whoever has the least amount, that's the person that's painting themselves green today.
All right, so you guys all went to Savannah. You all stayed in an Airbnb together. Your Insta stories were quite entertaining to watch.
How much of a security code did we, or security
deposit
did we put down on that thing? And how much do I owe?
There's a green towel over there, so maybe $10.
Okay. I can deal with that.
You can handle one green towel?
Yeah.
All right, so for 100 points, did anybody in the youth group go streaking?
Where's me pot of gold?
Where's you? Mikey and Rebecca.
Two to go.
We did it together.
Did you really?
So my idea was we were going to go to the strip club, then we were going to go to Tybee, and we were just going to strip on the beach and run into the water. That's not what we did. What we did was even worse. Mikey, it was your idea.
Yeah, well, Tybee Island was 30 minutes away. We had a lot of beers. I didn't want to sit in a car for that long, so we decided, hey, there's a street right outside of our Airbnb.
What? So, was it like in a little residential area?
Let me tell you something. I was in Savannah for college for 4 years. We were on Abercorn, and if you know anything about Abercorn, that is the main street when you're coming into Savannah.
I know exactly what it is.
Yeah, okay. We ran across, like, we basically did a big square around the block.
You ran?
Yes.
Oh my God.
We're gonna have to do that? I thought that's what we had to do.
Wait, we're gonna let this one cook for a second.
Yes.
All right, so you guys are in the Airbnb and you say to yourselves, okay, look, we're not going to Tybee, so let's just go out in front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then clothes start coming off.
We had Amber posted on a corner, so we stripped at that corner to watch. Katie has a camera on the stoop because we run the square, and then right into the Airbnb. I have the video. I will be posting it on the Burt Show.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I must know, before you guys, so you're all in the Airbnb. The discussion of streaking comes up. How fast did everybody else drop off that they weren't going to join? Like, how did it get decided that it was going to be you two? And how did Amber, Jackson, and Katie decide, like, nah, dog, I'm not doing that?
The second that I heard that it was going to happen around the street that we were on, I was like, there's absolutely no way. There's cars driving down the street, like, at all hours. And I was like, no chance.
What time are we talking about at night?
Oh, yeah, it was only 10 o'clock.
Oh. Yeah. I thought you were going to say 3:30 in the morning when there are no cars out at all.
So right after we got done, I did a quick recap. I'm not sure I explained it great.
You don't understand what just happened with that naked streaking thing. Is that so? This is one road. This is where the biker was coming down. This is another road. This is where I'm running naked. And so as I'm reaching this, he's reaching this. We meet at that corner at the exact same time. Me stuff in hand and him biking. And he was wearing a helmet, but I saw his helmet look directly at me. And I don't know. I felt no shame for some reason.
Yeah, not the best explanation, but I was trying to say that there, right as we reached the corner, we met up with a biker who rode right alongside us.
Well done.
Also, can I just say, pretty freeing experience. I had a good time. I liked it.
It was fun.
And I just want to remind everybody, Rebecca did that stone cold sober.
Right? She's not drinking.
Wow, sober thanks. As a judge.
10 o'clock at night. Okay, so 100 points for the two of you guys.
All right, so that means Rebecca now takes the lead with 300. Katie and Mikey are tied at 200. Jackson and Amber at 100. All right, your next shenanigan. This was a saucy one. Did anybody from the youth group make out with another member of the youth group?
Where's me pot of gold? Hey, yo! What more surprise than that we are the street?
Mikey Nick is one thing, yeah, but Jackson and Rebecca make it out?
All right, who is bringing the tea?
So, obviously, before people come down on me, yes, I do have a loving girlfriend at home. Yes, I got permission to do this. She was very okay with the whole weekend. And, we kind of were thinking about this ahead of time, and we're like, there's no way that this is going to happen with anyone. And then I think it was on Saturday, we were all talking, and I was like, just throwing this out there, by the way.
Of course it was your idea.
I did get the green light to make out with one of you.
Don't know if you're into it tonight, but
I wanted it to be with Mikey, because I thought that would have been the funniest thing ever, but his girlfriend said no.
I love this warning. So, like, so if the idea comes up, and it's in the back of anybody's
these lips are available.
Yeah. 100 points. Sure, 100 points right here. Okay.
He mentioned it at like lunch at like 3 p.m. And I was like, oh, well, who are you going to make out with? And then everyone was like, you girl. And I was like, oh, I guess that kind of makes sense. And then we never brought it up again until like, I don't know, like 1 a.m. Suddenly, Jackson sitting in front of me, he takes a huge swig of bourbon and is like, Rebecca, come here.
Come on, man.
Yes. Yes. It's like, come on, man, get it.
And we got our very honest initial reactions right after it happened.
How was it, Rebecca?
It tasted like alcohol. So I may have just relapsed in this moment, but it was a lovely, gentle kiss. He's a very gentle kisser. Even though my mouth now stings of alcohol and the mustache was a little bristly. Honestly, I might be starting to get tipsy from the amount of alcohol that was in his mouth as we kissed.
Rate it 1 to 10.
You know what? That was a good 7.5.
Whoa! Oh,
too average. Too average. All right, Jackson, you just made out with Rebecca. How was it? We've all wondered.
I did. Oh my God, my girlfriend's going to kill me. Just kidding. This was consensual. This was all consensual. This was a pre-planned thing. It is A-okay. It was good. It was good. Rebecca has that new tongue smell. I give it a 7.4.
I, for one, believe in love once again.
Okay, you're Rebecca, for those that don't know, why is that such a funny joke?
Yes, I have a new bionic tongue. I battled tongue cancer, so part of my tongue is a skin graft from my arm. So, yeah, it was fun bringing it out for like a test ride.
That's hilarious.
I can't with all of you.
We are more surprised by that. And that was 3 hours after streaking.
Yes, it was.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, so the current standings in our St. Patty's Shenanigan Showdown. At 100 points, we have Amber. At 200 points, we have a three-way tie, Mikey, Katie, and Jackson. And sitting pretty at number one with her streaking and making out. Give it up for Rebecca.
Okay. Plenty of rounds left.
Yeah.
Plenty of rounds left. All right, so next hour, Kristen, we will be checking on which one of these tasks.
I have no idea. I haven't scrolled down that far.
Piercing and tattoo.
Thank you.
Piercing and tattooing. Okay, we'll find out next hour. Well done so far, you guys.
Yes.
This is great.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I have big news here because we've been talking about it for days and days and days that Kristen is really taking her health very seriously and she wants to pull along one of you guys.
Yes, I'm taking it seriously because Bert, you know what?
Is making you take
my
it
my little fitness godfather.
Godfather?
Instead of my fairy godmother, he's my fitness fairy godfather. Okay. You're my fairy fitness godfather, okay?
Bibbidi bobbidi burpees.
Yes.
You've been on fire for the last week, man. You've been on fire. I'm not her fitness, like, godfather. Really, I'm just a guy that's annoyed that she comes in here all the time saying that she wanted to work out, never has, and just kind of have pushed her into it now.
You gave me an offer I couldn't refuse.
All right, so Simply Buckhead magazine came in here and put me on the spot and says, hey, you need to start working out. If not, we're going to put you on the cover as is. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. So I have partnered up with Simply Buckhead magazine and Pinnacle Fitness. And Simply Buckhead came in and they were like, hey, we want to offer you a free trainer, a free gym, all this stuff, nutritional advice, blah, blah, blah. It was such a generous and gracious offer. And I recognize that I'm in a position where if I really wanted to, I can make the time. I have the funds to do it. So I asked, I actually put her on the spot on the air. I'm like, hey, I would really like for someone to go on this journey with me and join me in my, you know, my girly fitness era. And they were gracious enough to extend that to a Burt Show listener. So we, for the past week, have been taking entries for a Burt Show listener to become my swole mate. So we're going to get stronger together and do strength training together. And we both have this goal of wanting to better ourselves for longevity purposes. And we have a winner. Would you like to call her live on air right now Ooh. And tell her she's going to be my swole mate?
No, I'm good. Of course.
All right. So, Tommy, let's go ahead and ring her up.
Hello.
Hi, is this Elizabeth?
This is Elizabeth.
Hey, Elizabeth, this is Kristen from The Burt Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing so good. All right, so you went to theburtshow.com and you filled out a form to be my swole mate and to go on this fitness journey with me, correct?
Yes.
I'm going to keep it straight to the point. Elizabeth, would you like to be my swole mate?
I would love to be your swole mate. Yay.
All right,
I've been singing it all week.
Yes. Do you want to be my swole mate?
Yes, I want to be your swole mate.
Oh, wow.
All right, so listen, I'm going to go ahead and tell you really quick again what you win. You get an in-person consultation from Pinnacle Fitness. You're going to get a body composition scan with their in-body machine. You're going to get not one, but two trainer-led workouts per week at Pinnacle Fitness for 3 whole months. So you, me, Jamie at Pinnacle Fitness. You're going to get nutritional guidance, and you're also going to get a home workout plan to complete 4 to 5 total workouts per week.
Okay.
We got this, right? All right, so really quick, I want to read what she wrote so you understand why I chose Elizabeth to be my swole mate. And so, I read every single one of the entries, and you guys, I wish I could have every single one of you as my swole mate, but Elizabeth wrote, I need a swole mate. I decided I need to enter this contest because I can't get Kristen's song out of my head. I'm a teacher, a mom, a P1, and this contest brought the tiny voice in the back of my mind telling me I need to work on strength training to a screaming volume. I am so lucky to have had healthy pregnancies. 5 kids plus 1 pregnancy as a gestational carrier. But they have done a number on my body and my bone density, particularly my 2 IVF pregnancies. I love being a mom, but I'm 42 and I want to be able to run and jump and play on the floor with my kids for as long as I am able. I've been working on taking time for me the past few years, but now it's time to work on my body for not only me, but my kids. My biggest struggle when it comes to fitness and health is time. Carving out the time to make time for me, justifying in my mind that it is important and worth it, and then actually being able to walk out the door during the chaos that our evenings and weekends can be. I'm so lucky to be generally healthy. I take pride in being a strong person, and I want my body to match as I age. Thank you for sharing this opportunity with one of your listeners. It means so much to hear people acknowledge how hard it actually is to obtain all the things in this gift package.
You're like the perfect person to be a swole man. What a great story. What a great story.
I didn't know y'all were going to read it. Thank you. Y'all know it is. It's just, it's hard. It's hard to make, even making myself sit down and enter the contest was hard. So thank you. I'm so excited.
Oh, Elizabeth, I'm sorry. So I'm going to, you hang tight today. Jamie from Pinnacle Fitness is going to call you and we're going to get this ball rolling, and I look forward to meeting my soulmate person.
Thank you. I'm excited. I need to go buy some tennis shoes.
Yes, you do.
I wouldn't have been shocked if you tried to dodge this call because it seems like a great idea, and then you actually get the call and you're like, oh my God, now I really got to work out. I'm just not going to pick up.
That's the only way I would do it.
Okay, so we may have lied to Elizabeth last night and called her and told her she was a finalist and confirmed that she was willing to commit.
Okay. Smart.
I am. I need a job. I need it to be. It's official. It's official. I'm committing. Yes. Carving out the calendar time.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, y'all. Thank you. Have a great day. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
You too. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Well, man, was I pleasantly surprised waking up on Sunday morning and Georgia wasn't wiped off the face of the earth.
It felt like it going into the weekend, man, or going into Saturday night.
Yeah, the news reports that were coming out with those storms and tornadoes, which have really hit a lot of communities hard, appeared as though they were going to be hitting Georgia big time on Saturday night into Sunday morning. We're talking about tornadoes. There were warnings that get into your basement hours in advance. It could be really, really ugly. And I woke up Saturday night hearing some thunderstorms, and that was about it.
The lightning was wicked.
The lightning was a little bit on the crazy side. So we kind of dodged a bullet. Paulding County got hit pretty hard. And some people are still out of, they don't have electricity yet. But for the most, I think I read this morning, we didn't lose anybody. And I was thinking Monday morning we were going to come in here and Georgia was going to be an absolute mess. So we dodged a bullet on that one.
Yeah, we still, just to be safe, we moved our cars to we can't park in our garage. Our house was built in the 30s. They had like carriages. None of our vehicles fit in it.
So. The first world problem. Dang it, my car is too big.
It is. So we moved our cars over to a parking deck in case hail came, which everybody in our neighborhood did. And then on top of that, we slept downstairs instead of upstairs because we're surrounded by mature pines, and like if one of those puppies fell, we weren't going to risk it. So we all just had a very uncomfortable night's sleep downstairs together, because I do not recommend sleeping with a 4-year-old. It was not a good night rest.
I bet. All right, very quickly here, congratulations to UGA. You're going to hear a lot of people talking about March Madness over the course of the next month, right? Well, UGA made it into the tournament. And why is that so weird? Because they haven't been there in a decade.
Oh, wow.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they haven't won a game in the tournament in 23 years. So they qualified. They're going to be playing Gonzaga. And to Georgia Tech, now the dudes didn't make the tournament, but the women did. They will be playing Richmond on Friday in the first round. So congratulations to both schools there. Hi, Kristen. So you were very posh this weekend, hanging out at a party with all these Atlanta celebrities.
Unbeknownst to me, I was invited to one of the most exclusive parties in Atlanta this past weekend, and just kept seeing celebrity after celebrity after celebrity.
Which Chili's did they hold it at?
Well, as a matter of fact, it wasn't held at a Chili's. It wasn't held indoors at all. It was outdoors. I was at Chastain Park this past weekend for NYO's opening day.
I love Club Chastain.
The kid parade. So,
my kid is playing T-ball, aka small ball is what they call it. And they have these massive opening day ceremonies and a parade of all the little leaguers throughout all of the Chastain Park facilities for the baseball fields.
I was so excited for Kristen last week as she was talking about this off there, because it's It's literally the cutest thing you'll ever see in your life. All these like 4 and 5 year olds parading around, trying to stay in a line, collapsing on top of each other, missing, you know, forgetting what team they were on. Yeah. So you got a kid in blue in a line with kids in black.
Yes.
It's the cutest thing.
It is a cute thing. And but I told Bert, the littles aren't allowed to participate in the parade anymore because apparently it was a cluster last year because they cried because the parents don't get to walk and they got very confused.
So they were nervous, like walking with somebody that wasn't their parents?
I guess. So this year, small ball did not participate in the parade. We just sat there and watched everybody else as they walked by. But when I say this was a who's who of Atlanta, we had Freddie the Falcon.
Okay.
We had Harry the Hawk.
Okay.
We had Buzz from Georgia Tech.
Wow.
We had Will and Hope from Choa.
What?
There was so many mascots. We had the heavy hitters from the Atlanta Braves. I don't know where Blooper was. He must have had a bigger party to attend, but whatever. Yeah, no, it was so hilarious. All these. And dude, when I say it was packed, it was packed. Jimmy was so overwhelmed. It was a lot to
so
take
cute
in.
Though.
But dude, this is like that. That was a scene at Chastain Park this weekend for NYO opening day. So we're missing the first game of the season because of Jimmy's birthday party.
What?
I didn't know games were on Saturdays. I booked his birthday party like months ago.
Wait a second. You didn't know that Little League played games on Saturdays?
Yeah, dog. I thought it was on Sundays.
What did you think it was? Wednesday at 8 o'clock at night.
Wednesday. Wednesday. At 5 our practice. But yeah, and I was like, weekends. I was like, small ball. Like, maybe they play on Sunday, right? But you know, I'm the unholy person, so I had no idea they don't do that on the Lord's Day. So we're missing the first game. So his actual first game will be March 29th, and Granny is coming into town for it.
That's a big deal.
So he's gonna
big deal.
Granny and Papa Bill are gonna be in the stands cheering on the Rockies.
Okay. All right, Mo, you hosted a private event this weekend, also, which you haven't been able to tell us about until now.
Yeah, it was a private event, man, so I was respecting the privacy of it, but now that I've done it, it was so amazing. So I just want to make sure I give everybody the shout outs that they deserve. Shout out to the Atlanta Area Council. That's who hosted the event, and they're all about the future leaders and the scoutings all across the different regions. They had a competition called This Scouts Got Talent, and they do it every 3 years. They expected over 5,000 different scouts, male and female, from all different regions like Southern Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, and it was incredible. They literally go up there. All of these scouts compete to be like the final three that get to compete on this day in front of like all of the scouts, all of their family and everyone. And there was this kid named Alex. Shout out to Alex from Troop 550. I had to make sure I got it right. But he won. This man is like a superstar. He was playing his guitar up there. He was crushing it. They had some talent perform at the end of it. And it was at first they didn't think a lot of people would show up because of the weather. Mm-hmm. So they had to change the time. But it still was a great showing. They didn't think I was still going to come. But I'm like, of course I would be there. Shout out to Jess Speaker. He's the guy who put the entire thing together. There were so many listeners there. Kelly was amazing. She's a super P1. I got to give her some swag. She was really excited. A lot of the kids are listeners of the show. They listen every morning. So, I mean, I was just as excited to meet them as they were to meet me. But it went really well, man. I got to get up there, have some fun, tell some jokes, and let the kids get up there and showcase their talents. And it was just an amazing time, an amazing event overall.
What part of town was this in?
This was in Covington.
Okay.
I had to drive out to Covington, Georgia. And
what?
I knew. And
you
I knew.
Yes, it did.
Very far out of Sandy Springs, might I mention.
Very far.
Yes,
man.
I did. But
that's the greater part of Atlanta right there.
Yeah, it was great. It was a fun time.
All right, let's give you guys a heads up here before it is too late. Because we are going to be doing a Burt Show live event at City Winery. We haven't even told you guys about it. We just posted it online. And from what I understand, like half the tickets are gone already. Do I have that right?
Yeah, I think it's like between a third and a half are already sold out.
Okay, so it's going to be like a poo-poo platter of Burt Show talent.
That's one way to put it.
Poo-poo platter.
It is going to be an S show.
It's going to be an S show. It's a little bit of sample of everything. So we're going to have the youth group do some of their podcast. Abby is going to do some highlights from her podcast as well.
Yeah, we're going to do a little best of the breakup breakdown. We're still working out some details, but I will be playing some of the most salacious content from the last 3.5 years of doing this pod.
Mo's going to be doing some stuff from his podcast. podcast.
Yeah, me and my dude Keywell, we'll figure something out. I don't know exactly where we're going to do, but we're definitely going to come in there and give y'all something to laugh about.
And then the Burt Show is going to sit in there, and we're going to try to figure out exactly what we're going to do by then. Mm-hmm. Okay? We're not exactly sure just yet, but it should be really, really fun night. And it's July 24th, and it's going to happen at City Winery Atlanta, okay? It's going to be a big time night. The drinks are going to be flowing. We're going to be having ourselves a good old time, but the tickets are already like starting to sell out. So if you want to get them, today is the day to do it. Go to theburtshow.com and get your hands on some of those tickets. Then we'll see you on July 24th. We are giving you plenty of time. Plenty of time. July 24th at City Winery. Going to be the Burt Show live.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Universe is trying to tell our show director, Tommy, to just stop camping, especially this weekend when his camping trip ended in murder. Do tell.
It did. So,
Did you murder a bathroom?
A few. No.
I'm mad with you.
I'm sure he did.
Were your toes choking the floor again?
You had all those Girl Scout cooking last week, man.
So about a month ago, my wife Renee and I went to Vogel State Park, which is about 100 miles from where we live. And I have an electric vehicle. We ran out of charge, 0.85 miles from a charger.
This is the reason.
In order to get there, we ended up in a police car. And, it was just not a fun night. People couldn't have been nicer helping us, and we got to where we wanted to be. But we didn't get to the campground that night until like 1:30. We didn't go to bed till 5:30.
This is the reason right here that I'm so skeptical about these EVs, man. I always have it on my mind to charge, man.
This weekend, I was ready for that. I found a Mercedes-Benz charger here in Sandy Springs, and that thing is awesome. I was sending pictures of Cassie. It's so nice. They have a lounge. They have a pull-through. So if you have if you're towing a trailer or a travel trailer like I have, you can pull through and charge. And I did it on the way, charged there to 100%, and then made it all the way.
Okay.
It was good to go there.
That's one lesson you only need to learn once.
And then the camping trip was great. I've got one of those solo stoves, and I'm learning how to cook on it. I got all the grill tops for it. I got the grill top. I got the griddle. I got the wok.
What do you need a wok while you're camping? Who says,
I'm in
the woods. I want some stir fry.
Brother, defeat the purpose of being out there.
Brother might want some Migos style in the house.
That sounds more glamping than it does camping.
Exactly.
Have a wok.
Oh, it's definitely glamping. But I'm still
learning. Baby, you want some chicken or shrimp in your fried rice?
Renee was so excited about his chicken. If you've ever had blackened chicken, this was blackened chicken.
Okay.
It was burnt. But we get home. We rush home a day early because we had weather over the weekend here.
It's supposed to be really, really nasty in Georgia. It wasn't as bad as we thought. But
that was such a Southern thing to say, by the way.
We have a garage.
What's that?
We have weather.
We have weather.
We had a garage. We have a garage, and it's packed full of stuff. My DJ equipment's in there, a bunch of stuff. And we haven't been parking our cars in there. We've been parking outside. Well, they were saying winds, hail. Mm-hmm. We wanted to get back in time to get our cars inside. So we get back. We take everything out of the garage. We get the cars in. But we had to unload the EV9, which is our SUV that we took camping. As we're unloading, I hear Renee give a scream. And I don't know what's going on.
Like blood-curdling scream?
Yeah, because it had started getting windy, and I didn't know if something happened with that, like the storm had picked up or whatever.
Just tell her to keep it down. Trying to nap.
No, I run out. I'm like, what's wrong? She goes, I just saw a mouse in the car.
Oh, no.
Come on.
So evidently, we picked up a hitchhiker at Vogel State Park.
Fievel wanted to go.
At some point in our travels, little Fievel decided to hop aboard and be a stowaway in the EV9.
Well, you heard you got to walk.
He heard it was a boxy night. He wanted to see that onion volcano.
Time to get focused on the hunt. I didn't finish
my story.
Oh, God.
Okay. Is it going to get better than that out right there?
No. But you got to get to the story. There was a murder. So.
It's my patience. Weak? It's dead.
No, fine. I'm not going to tell you.
Cliffhanger. We'll be sitting here the whole time wondering what happened to Stuart Little. Did he choose chicken or did he choose steak?
We got it.
The Burt Show.
Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend is finally speaking out against the haters because, of course, there's a 50-year-ish age gap between her and her boyfriend, which I feel like, well, at the age of 78 or whatever he is, you can't really call yourself a boyfriend, but they're dating. And she's obviously gotten a lot of criticism. If you look at her comment section, it's a bloodbath. And I think she's finally just she's just over it because she got a DM from somebody named Abby, not me, surprisingly, and she decided to call them out on her Instagram story. So she got an Instagram message from a user named Abby Riley that said, "But you do realize your relationship is insane, right?" To which then Bill Belichick's girlfriend screenshotted it and then posted it on her Instagram story and said, "But you do realize direct messaging a stranger on Instagram with the intent of harassing them regarding their own personal relationship is insane, right?" And then she did like a little poll that said, "Which is worse, her manners or her punctuation?" Because I guess she had a couple of like type was in there, but she's had it. She's over it.
I bet. Okay, so I have a question. I was reading the story this week, I wanted to ask you guys listening this question. Is it possible, and maybe there's one of you that is in this kind of relationship, right? Is it possible they literally had a sit down and said something to the effect of, "Look, I know what you want. You know what I want. We're not going to fall in love with each other here, but let's just be in this relationship because we are going to satisfy what each other's needs." Okay. But they already know this isn't going to be a love thing. So Bill's going to be out there and he's going to be frolicking on the beach and helping her with her yoga poses on the beach. Right. And she's getting all this notoriety. She's getting clout online. They have made that agreement. I'm curious if there is somebody listening that maybe not, this is not an age agreement, but you've made an agreement with the person that you're seeing, knowing that, you know what, this is what it is. You got a need. I got a need. It's not going to be love, but let's do this thing.
Like, just be honest about it.
Just be honest about it, right?
All I'm saying, if there is an agreement, Bill Belichick is committing to the bid because he just posted, or his girlfriend just posted this photo of them on the beach where he's like on his back doing the dead bug move, doing yoga, and then she's up on it like laying back, stretched out, flexing. And I'm like, this is not something you do with somebody that you simply just want some photos and some coochie out of.
Yeah, if you're in a mutually beneficial agreement that most people think is a relationship, 1-855-BIRCHELL. When Abby's done with the entertainment buzz, we could take some of these calls.
But I'm going to have her back. She's right about the comments. Like, if you want to call somebody insane for who they choose to love, well, it's kind of insane that you slide into somebody's DM to crap on their relationship. So I don't blame her for that, but let's call it for what it is. A 54-year age gap, that is significant.
It is significant. And I'm with her. Like, I think people need to keep some of their opinions to themselves in the DMs. It is a little unnecessary. Like, this is a total stranger. Like, just talk about it on your nationally syndicated radio show where she's not going to hear it. Don't go into her DMs where she has to read your opinions.
It is a lot, but I'm not mad at her for feeling like, listen, this is what I want to do. When people decide to just do them and not care what anyone else thinks, I'm never mad at that.
I don't think that's what this is, or I would really admire it also. I think you've got an Instagrammer, and I think this is that an influencer, I think she should be so thankful for every one of those DMs and every one of those comments, because this is how she's going to make her living right here. She wanted this. I'm making a lot of assumptions here. I'm assuming that she wasn't quite attracted to Bill Belichick, but the fact that she would get clout and this would be a way that she could be an influencer and make money certainly didn't hurt. So if this is the way you're going to make your living, and I am, again, just assuming this isn't a loving relationship, then she should be happy for every one of those negative comments and DMs.
I agree, but the thing is, if Bill knows that and Bill don't have a problem with it, then what can anybody else feel about it? Like, I don't think Bill doesn't know. I don't think Bill's getting bamboozled here. Like, I think he knows exactly what's going on, and it is a mutually beneficial thing.
We can all agree. He's worth $70 million, right? $70 million.
$1 million for every year he's been alive.
Yeah. So but together, they're both worth $70,035,000.
Not with that engagement rate. Add a couple more grand to it. But did you see the other headline from last week that he requested that his girlfriend be looped in on all of his work emails? That to me is weird.
Wait, what?
Yes.
No.
Apparently, he is asked for every single one of his work emails. Like, they need to get forwarded to her emails as well. Well, somebody raised the point that maybe it's so she can write off all of her expenses as work expenses because now she's in the business. I don't really know. I'm not a business manager, but I do think it's a little bizarre.
Or maybe she's trying to contribute something to the relationship, so she's acting as quote unquote, hold on, ass assistant.
Stop.
See what I did?
You're better than this. 30 years in radio, that's what you got for us?
This is why I'm not getting into the Hall of Fame. That's why I'll only be nominated.
All right, this actress from a beloved 90s sitcom says she gets more respect as an adult film star than traditional movie making. She'll tell you why on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.